I had a lot of people around me in my grade level in my school that kind of gave me crazy looks and the alien look. And I slowed down and I took their advice. And if I had to go back, I wouldn't.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today. Happy Motivational Monday. It's Monday. And you know what? Kids deserve it. But what is it? We have co-author of Kids Deserve It, Adam Welcome, with us today. So, Adam, what do kids deserve?
Oh, Vicki, you know what? It's not always what kids deserve. It's all kids deserve a high five in the morning. All kids deserve a smile. Kids come to us and you don't know what they have gone through at home or over the weekend, and they deserve an understanding adult to give them a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. I was a principal for 6 years. I had to give some kids 3 and 4 chances, a new start every day. And that's exactly what they deserve.
Oh, but you know, there's some people, I mean, by the time this is airing, they're tired, they're cranky, they're ready for summer break, and we've got several more months left to go. And they might feel like that some of these kids deserve a scolding or somebody setting them straight. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, some teachers do the countdown, 17 days till summer or, you know, the winter break. And as an educator, this is my 14th year in education. I've never really bought into that or liked that, because some kids maybe aren't looking forward to the summer break because we don't know what they're going to do or what they're going to be doing. So as much love and encouraging that you can give kids is so vital. I always tell kids, yes, you can. You know, I have a daughter and a son, and dad, I can't get across the monkey bars. Yes, you can. I can't. Yes, you can. And you believe in kids. And if we believe in all kids, you know, they're going to get that much closer to their goal of being able to achieve, build their self-confidence. Because really, my parents, I'm so lucky, Vicki, my parents just, they believed in me and they encouraged me. And I had self-confidence growing up as a kid and as an adult. And, you know, as we both know, not all of our kids have that. So as much of that good mojo we can give to our kids, the better, and they're going to hopefully prosper and just go farther and really, really achieve their full potential as a kid and an adult as they get older.
Adam, tell me about a time when you realized that kids really do need a second and third and fourth and fifth chance.
I had a student about 4 years ago when I was a principal that I spent a lot of time with. And there's actually a story in the book about that. And over and over and over again, we had the same conversation. So I decided to do a home visit. I worked with his parent and I went over to the house. And you can imagine the principal's at the front door. The first thing I always did was go clean their room. And then we're out back in the backyard hanging out with this student. And he turns to me, says, "Mr. Welcome, why are you here?" And I said, "Because I care about you. And I know you can do better at school. And I know you have more potential inside of you." And the student looked at me and I could tell that something clicked. Like, they got it. From then on, there was a difference. I could see a difference in this student. Reflecting on that after many years, kids need more and more and more. And some kids need 3 times, some kids need 25 times. But as adults, we can't give up on any kid. All of our kids are all our kids. And we have to keep pushing and encouraging and supporting all of them, no matter what it takes. And yes, it can be exhausting. But kids don't see that and they don't deserve that. They deserve the best from us each and every day.
Did you actually say that you cleaned a room with him?
Whenever I've done home visits, I always go to the kids' room first. We clean it and we make their bed. And I can't tell you how many kids don't make their bed. And I've always been a firm believer. I've told students for years, the first thing you do is you wake up, you turn around and you make your bed. If you start the day in an organizational way and you know where everything is, you're going to have a better day. And I tell you, I've had some parents say, "Well, we don't make our bed." I said, "Well, you better start, because you need to be the model for your kid." And it just, you know, for me, it correlates into taking care of your things at school, you know, organizing your Google Drive, just having respect for your things. If you have respect for the place that you sleep and you take care of that, it's going to go over to other parts of your life.
Well, Charles Duhigg, in his book, The Power of Habit, actually cites making your bed as kind of a linchpin activity that people who do that have more self-discipline and more self-control, and they're not sure why.
I love it. It's research-based. That's great.
Yeah. Okay. I gave you some more stuff. I guess I'm just sitting here thinking of, I don't know what I would think if my principal showed up and wanted to help my son clean his room. I would kind of like go, are you invading my space? I don't know.
You know what? It's showed people that, like, from the teacher all the way to the principal, it takes an entire team. And as a principal, I always felt that I was just part of the team. Yes, I had the title, but it didn't matter what it was. If it was taking out garbage for the custodian, you know, if they got called to something on campus, if it's going to the house and just helping them out, it's building that connection with those children. And too many kids, I think, over the years just have teachers and especially administrators that just don't have that deeper level of connection with them. And it just showed that, you know what, we truly cared and we're going to do anything to help you get to where you need to be.
Adam, if you could go back and talk to your first year educator self, what would you tell yourself?
Oh my gosh, that was 14 years ago. That's a great question. I would say, Adam, you went fast. You definitely were pushing the gas pedal. And I had a lot of people around me in my grade level in my school that kind of gave me crazy looks and the alien look. And I slowed down and I took their advice. And if I had to go back, I wouldn't, because I knew in my heart what I was doing, what we were doing in my classroom was the best for kids. There was, I call it professional jealousy, in a way, not because I was a smarter or better teacher, but I was trying to do things differently. I was trying to innovate. I mean, I was 23 years old because I saw that what we were doing in class, kids really enjoyed, and they didn't love just turning the pages of a textbook, filling out a worksheet. So I took that peer pressure, if you will, because I was the rookie. But if I had to go back, I would say, you know what? If it's in your heart and you know what you are doing is best for kids, then go ahead and do it. And you're going to get people that you work with, they're going to say you're wrong. But as long as it's good for kids, go ahead and keep doing it. Don't stop. Don't back off.
You know, we would love for every student to be an ideal student, and we would love for every colleague to be an ideal colleague, but they're not. And we kind of have to love them like they are, but we also have to know that not everybody who gives us advice is really out for our best, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's true. You got it. And that's where the whole professional jealousy comes in. If you wrote letters to the mayor or a baseball player and they came to visit, you know, other kids in other classes or other teachers are saying, why are you doing that? They don't do any work, this and that. You're building real life experiences for kids that kids really enjoy. You're connecting them to their world. You can't connect kids to a textbook. You have to connect them to their world. And that's where it all comes in. And that's where I would just keep pushing on that gas pedal. You know, I always say, you don't need to build the road. You need to know where you're going and where you want to end up, but you don't need to build the entire road. Build it as you go. You're going to figure things out. And most importantly, your kids are going to help you figure it out as you go. Do it together.
Okay, Adam, we have time for you to give us a little short 1 minute pep talk on this Motivational Monday, because we need encouragement to get out there and do the best for our students. What do you say to us?
I say, come on Monday and smile. My challenge is to give every student in your class, if you're a teacher, and if you're an administrator, every student a high five or a bump, and ask them one question about their weekend. Try to find something specific about each person. Principals, get into every classroom at your school today. Every classroom in every school today. That's the most important thing.
Oh, I love that. That's such great advice and caring. You have to relate before you can create and before you can innovate. It's all about relationships. So teachers, get out there and be motivated, because your job is so important and you want to be remarkable, and those kids need you to be remarkable too.
You got it. Thank you, Vicky.
So Adam, you're going to give away something. Tell us what it is.
We are going to give away 3 Kids Deserve It swag packages. And what comes in the package is a signed autographed book of Kids Deserve It, and also a Kids Deserve It sticker and a Kids Deserve It bracelet, which are highly coveted. You cannot get the bracelets or the stickers online, only in person from myself or Todd, my co-author, or through a giveaway. So you do not want to miss this giveaway.
Cool. So head over to the show notes and you'll learn how, because we're starting to do a new way for our giveaway that lets you use your social media. So join us. And it's a fantastic book. And I actually have a bracelet.
Sweet. Love it. There you go. Tweet that, Vicky.
I know it. Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.